God bless you, brother and sister. This is your brother Iggy with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotionals. Today, we're going to be talking about a beautiful and powerful topic called Embracing God's Grace. Wow! God's grace, what is that? Basically, grace is the evil that I deserve, but I don't receive. Grace is the favor of my Lord God, even when I don't deserve. For that, brother and sister, we are going to review what the Bible said on the scripture of the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. The Bible said as following: "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast." Wow. These two verses has a powerful explanation about God's grace. First, brother and sister, this is a gift that God give it to you through faith. And second, it's not something that you work out to gain it. It's God Himself that give it to you as a gift. And nobody can say that I worked hard in this or in that, and that's why I received this grace. No. God's grace, you receive it because He only provided to you through Jesus Christ. He gave you the most amazing blessing. Now, the question would be, how can I be better understand and embrace the grace that God has freely offers? Wow. This question is interesting. How can I better understand and embrace the grace that God freely offers? Well, I'm happy you asked that question, brother and sisters, because I would like to share with you the core of action, which is consists of three steps to understand and to reflect more on this particular topic. Embracing God's grace. Step one, brother and sister, practice self-reflection. Spend a moment in silence, praying and asking God to reveal areas in your life where you need to accept His grace and forgiveness. This is implied, brother and sister, that you need to take time to meditate on God's favor. Step two, offer grace to others. Wow. Brothers and sisters, identify someone in your life whom you need to forgive or extend grace to, and take a step toward to reconciliation or kindness. Brother and sister, I know how life is hard sometimes, and sometimes we encounter people that sometimes do painful things against us. But you know what? Even like that, Jesus was crucified, and in that particular time when He took upon Him all the pain, the sin of everybody, you know what were His words? "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they do." Wow. Step three, brother and sister, share your story. Brother, if God has made something powerful in your life, share it with somebody. Find a way to share your testimony or a story of God's grace with someone else, either in a conversation or through a blog post, encouraging other people to embrace God's grace as well. Wow! This is powerful, brother and sister. And if you practice this recommendation, definitely you will continue embracing God's grace. God bless you.